Track 10. Volunteers' Tales. Peter Dennington volunteers regularly with Chatterbox, often helping to open wallets at the start of the day or checking the memory sticks and putting them in the wallets in the evening. He has written for us about his memory of his first ever flight. Here is Tony to tell us how Peter and his family were invited into the pilot's cabin.
Back in 1913, my father's Aunt Ethel and her husband Ernest emigrated from Battersea with their young son John to Michigan, USA. When John grew up, he and his wife adopted a brother and sister, Marilyn and Robert. When Marilyn's husband Roy retired from the USAF, they had been living in Egypt. On their way back, they stopped off in England to look up the family in the old country. And eventually found my dad. Marilyn and Dad became pen pals until Dad's eyesight deteriorated so that he could not see to write, and so I took over writing to Marilyn. Early in 2007, I opened the latest letter from Marilyn and was delighted when she asked if we would like to go and stay with them for a vacation. Well, we didn't need asking twice. After arranging passports, the flights were soon booked, and I even persuaded my cousin Jenny to come along, as they had also invited her. Jenny wasn't a keen flyer and said she would not be coming with us, but eventually she decided to come. We had no idea if we were good flyers or not. The furthest we'd ever been was to the Isle of Wight. Jenny was living in France at the time, so we decided to meet up at Schiphol Airport in Amsterdam and fly to Detroit, where Marilyn and Roy would meet us and drive us the 105 miles to their home in Coldwater, Michigan. To us, 105 miles is quite a long journey, but in America it's just down the road. At Schiphol, we boarded the Northwest Airlines Airbus A330 and had seats in the centre of the cabin right at the front. With about an hour of the flight left, the steward who had been looking after us came and asked where we were from and where we'd flown to before. We explained we hadn't been anywhere. This was our first flight. Jenny had flown before, but that's how she knew she didn't like it, although she had shown no fear on this trip. The steward was surprised at how relaxed we were and said, "I'll see what I can arrange for you." And after a while, he came back and said, "When we stop at the terminal, let everyone else off, but you stay here in your seats." So when everyone else had gone, he took us through to the flight deck. Now, due to the terrorist threat, it's almost unheard of for this to happen, especially after the Twin Towers tragedy in 2001. So we felt very privileged to be given this experience. One of the pilots was there, and we were all invited to sit in the captain's seat while he took photographs of us with our cameras. A fantastic start to our holiday. Marilyn turned out to be delightfully scatty, and Roy was the most laid-back guy I have ever met. Absolutely nothing rattled him. They met us in the arrivals lounge, and we headed off to the multi-story car park. That's when they realised that they couldn't remember where they'd parked the car. As there were four of us with 10 days' worth of luggage, plus the two of them, they'd borrowed a bigger car from a neighbour. They had no idea of the number plate. They said, "Wait here by the elevator, that's a lift to us, and we'll go find it." So off they went, and I had visions of having to stay in a Detroit hotel for the night. After a few minutes, a car park attendant came out of the lift and told us they'd found the car on level two. When we got there, Marilyn told us that she had recognised the car they were parked next to. I thought, what if that car had already gone? But I didn't say anything. We had a brilliant holiday.
Thank you, Tony. I cannot imagine anyone being invited into a pilot's cabin now, with all the security that's needed.